Hello, and welcome to this episode of The Sideline. I'm your host, Addison Ouellette. And in today's episode, we will be covering The Long Halloween, Batman The Long Halloween. Before we get to that, I'm going to do a little bit of housekeeping. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, The Sideline, to get updates of when we're posting and to have conversations about episodes you'd like to see. Also, check us out at Twitter, at @the_sideline, and myself at @a_let31 to tweet any ideas or thoughts on the episodes. So let's waste no time. I'm going to split this podcast up into two segments. The first segment's going to be the basics of the graphic novel, not spoiling it, my thoughts, and just the beginning to get an idea. And then the second segment's going to be, we're going straight into spoilers, and we'll be covering the whole graphic novel, my thoughts. I've read it twice, and I thought it was great. So, let's waste no time. Batman The Long Halloween. On the back, it goes, a costumed hero learning he can trust no one. A crime lord trying to hold on to crumbling empire. An honest district attorney hiding a terrible secret. And a friendship that would be shattered forever. These are the pieces of the murder mystery, The Long Halloween. So The Long Halloween, the basic concept is, on Halloween, a murderer kills a mob member of the Falcone group, and each event, a holiday, someone dies. And it's overall a great novel that leaves you blank, thinking you know who's doing it, but doesn't. But by the end of it, you are quite shocked at who actually did it. So, it's hard not to spoil it. Just some quick thoughts on what I thought. It's about 13 chapters. The first chapter being the longest chapter. And then after that, the chapters get shorter. And you find yourself going through the book quicker. So at the start, you see the visually the artwork. It's a little bit older style, but personally, it was hard to get used to. But after the second read, I quite enjoyed the visual work. Sorry, I have to take a sip of water there. So I don't really want to wreck this book for you, so if you're planning on reading this, pause the video now, because we're going to explain the whole book. If you don't care, you can continue listening. So let's waste no time. So The Long Halloween, it's, like I explained before, a mob member is being killed every holiday starting on Halloween. Batman contacts the calendar man to get any advice to see if he knows who's killing the crime mobsters. So when it comes down to it, it starts off at Halloween, someone dies, and then it continues. You get this idea that maybe it's just some gang members just killing each other, just starting to start some beef. And that's basically what the murderer is trying to set up, to get the both crime bosses wanting to kill each other so they wipe each other up. But by Christmas time, it's been two killings already. By Christmas time, a quick I missed a key part, but the main reason why the murders start to happen is because a bank member was shot and killed because they wouldn't. Falcone was trying to traffic money and the bank turned it down. So that member was killed. So from that killing, the Holiday started killing their victims. So by Christmas, the Joker breaks free of Gotham, and his goal is to track down the Holiday killer, because in his mind there should be only one big killer, one insane person. So he breaks free. Batman ends up catching him because his plan was to use his famous laughing gas to kill multiple people. So that happens, and during this time, Harvey Dent and his wife, on Halloween, their house got blown up. So Harvey surprises Mrs. Dent with a new house, and they are just moving in, and then the Joker comes in and is like, "Hey, I know what you're doing. I know you're actually killing people." Joker bails. He goes back to Falcone to accuse him. Turns out, wasn't him. Joker's driving away. One of Falcone's men come out to stop the Joker. Ends up being killed. Then we get into New Year's Eve, where is this part is where I thought I knew what was going on. Harvey's at work, finds out that the Waynes have been helping Falcone for a long time, and he wants to accuse Bruce for a crime he never did. So Harvey's at work, Batman's trying to hunt down the Joker. Meanwhile, Falcone and another mob group end up having a yacht party for New Year's Eve. People are celebrating. Falcone and his sister are talking, and Falcone expects that it could be his sister that's doing the killing. Flashes to this kind of black and white scene. Falcone's son, Alberto, is outside just enjoying the snow. He ends up getting killed. And here's the first kind of, okay, this could be the Holiday killer. Harvey comes home. He's saying, "Sorry, hey, I'm sorry I'm late," to Mrs. Dent. And she's like, "It's okay, you just made it in time. Harvey, your hair's all wet. It's been snowing." Harvey says, "Oh, come along, I've got a little," and surprise, it's the Gordons. Visually, when Harvey walks in, he's wearing a hat. So immediately when he says, you kind of piece, well, why is your hair wet if you're wearing a hat? So light bulb, oh, it's Harvey Dent. So after that, we get the experience of Batman, Joker, Batman stopping Joker. Then Falcone figuring out that his son was murdered on New Year's Eve. And that's the end of that chapter. Valentine's Day comes into Bruce gets poisoned or tricked by Poison Ivy while he was on a date with Miss Kyle, aka Catwoman, was out on a date, gets poisoned. Poison Ivy ends up infecting him and making him allow money to be put into the bank for Falcone. And at the other mobster's restaurant, meanwhile, he's got some people outside making sure that the Holiday killer doesn't come. He shows up, kills people, and makes the car explode. And then with this other mobster, he believes that it is one of Falcone's men, so he's basically saying, let's start a war. So that happens. That's the killing. We figured out that Poison Ivy's tricking Bruce. At the same time, Falcone lets his daughter Sophia out. Bruce lets the money go through. More killings are happening with the Haldir killer. And then we get another frame that Sophia shooting the pistol that the Holiday killer uses. So that gives you another thought. Hey, is it Carol was shooting the pistol. So that's the next question. Is it Carol? Turns out, no, she just took the gun to look at it and be like, hey, they killed my son with this gun. I want to kill the person who killed my son. Poison Ivy's affecting Bruce. Catwoman comes up, saves Bruce, gets him out of the green zone. Same night, another murder of the murdering of some mobsters on St. Patrick's Day. And it was how they phase it. This other mobsters at their hideout that just happened to be shot. Sophia, who's a Falcone, shows up and was planning to kill the other mobsters, but the job was already done. And then the other mobsters just assume right away that it's Falcone who's causing the crime. Batman and Catwoman meet up, and Catwoman saying, hey, let's just run. We don't need to be in Gotham. April Fool's comes, and this chapter is Batman and the Riddler trying to... The Riddler's figuring out who the Holiday is for Falcone, and Batman is doing it by himself. So, the main question lately is the gun that they've been using is a smaller gun, perfect for a woman. So, the Riddler gives out the thought that, hey, maybe it's Catwoman. You know, the reason why she's doing it is so she can sneak out of town. But then Batman thinks it's Morini, who's the other mobster, who would have the perfect reason to do the killing, to push his game, his mob, up above Falcone. The Riddler gives the thought that it's Carol, Falcone's sister, and by killing her own son, it's covering up the chances that it is her. After that, Batman comes up with the idea that, hey, maybe it's Harvey. Harvey would have the best reason to do it. He's the district attorney who's trying to stop the crime, and he feels like this may be the only way to do it, because Batman and Gordon and Harvey both decided to make a pact to, hey, we're going to stop the crime, but we're not going to cross the line. And Batman thinks that in the back of his head, maybe, just maybe, Harvey Dent went over the line. So after Batman's Harvey Dent decision, we flip to the Riddler, who's getting kind of beat up, saying like, okay, Falcone's like, who is it? Who is it? And the Riddler's like, it could be you. Well, Falcone doesn't really take light to that, tosses him outside. Holiday shows up, goes to shoot the Riddler, but the only thing is, it's April Fool's. So it was a joke, so out of everyone on a holiday so far, the Riddler's the only one that survived and knows the identity of Holiday. We flip to Mother's Day. We are greeted with the Calendar Man and Batman having a conversation about who is this Holiday killer. Calendar basically says it's either a man or a woman. He's not giving up any real information. And then meanwhile, when Batman's here, Scarecrow breaks out of Gotham Asylum, escapes poisons, not poisons, but his fear gas infects Bruce, and he goes a little crazy. Meanwhile, Gordon and Harvey Dent are both trying to find Bruce to convict him for helping Balcony. Meanwhile, Sophia is trying to find out who's been making these guns, who's got the ability to have these guns, comes across this person that's down in Chinatown that is making the guns. She goes down there, shows up, and realizes he's already been killed. Gordon and Harvey are both hunting down Bruce. Bruce ends up, due to the fear gas, he is hiding, goes back to his mother's grave site, and he's found there crying all along there. And then on Father's Day, we get a flashback of Thomas Wayne saving Falcone, the mobster at the time of the novel, is in charge, saving his life. So people are like, hey, if Thomas never did that, there would have been a chance that Gotham would have had no crime. So people are upset about that. So Alfred goes on trial and says, Bruce has nothing to do with this. His parents haven't even got justice yet. We don't even know who really killed Bruce's parents yet. And then they brush that off. I guess Bruce has nothing to do with this. So when it comes down to the next events are Marino goes to Big Lou, who could have killed Falcone, and says, hey, how do I kill him? I want this to end. He's killing my men. This is stupid. He's the holiday killer. So when that's all happening on Father's Day, the holiday shows up and kills Big Lou, leaving people to suspect that it's Falcone hunting people down. After that, we get to Gordon getting a tie from his son. Harvey's at home hiding in the basement. And right here, we kind of get to see that all the stress with all this case, he's holding a coin and he's flipping it. Maybe given the hint that we could possibly see Two-Face coming up soon, but not too sure. But then we get a kind of different look. Scarecrow was broken out. When he broke out of prison, he's working with Mad Hatter, and Falcone was the one that was able to break him out because he wants to be able to get his money into the banks and have his empire go smoothly more. So when it comes down to it, not comes down to it, my bad, I keep on saying that. The next panel is Marino being like, hey, I heard Harvey, you want a piece of me. Well, I'm with you. We both want a piece of Falcone. So maybe you scratch my back, I scratch your back. Let's get this over with. Comes down to it. The Gotham City coroner, so the person that carries the dead bodies for the funeral and stuff, ends up getting killed. First non-mobster related killing. Seems unprofessional. Bruce and Selina Kyle are both talking, saying, hey, let's get out of here. Batsingle goes on, Batman meets up with Harvey, starts talking with them, saying, hey, maybe you aren't telling me what you're all telling me. Mr. Marino's out in prison for security issues to keep him safe. And then Sophia comes by, says, hey, I didn't squawk for you. You shouldn't be squawking for us. And says, hey, don't worry about it. And then we get to a moment with Mrs. Dent and Mrs. Gordon. They're both talking, and this whole Roman case, so with the Falcone business and Holiday, all this is really getting to Harvey, and Mrs. Dent is just asking, when will I get my Harvey back? Feeling like he's changed, that he's maybe getting to the edge where something could really happen badly. So after all this has happened, Batman goes down, sees that there's been another holiday killing, the funeral man ends up getting killed, but realizes fireworks are going off, and Scarecrow and Mad Hatter, who are robbing a bank for Falcone. Batman and Catwoman stop them. Once again, Catwoman's trying to convince Batman, hey, we gotta bail. We get to chapter 11. It is first thing we see is Mrs. Dent saying, please tell me the truth. And it's Harvey saying, you know what? It's nothing we need to discuss. It's everything's perfectly fine. Turns out, on his workbench, the gun that the holiday killer is being using is sitting right there. And she's like, hey, what is going on? Are you telling me something? Why aren't you telling me something? And he just says, it's evidence. We're all working on this holiday thing. It has to start off. And I'm the district attorney, and I bring evidence home all the time. And that leaves Mrs. Dent saying all the time, like, whoa, I'm kind of concerned here. What is honestly going on? Batman visits the Riddler and says, yo, what's going on? You're the only one that's survived. And why haven't you talked? What's going on? And basically doesn't say anything. And then Falcone is being blamed for the holiday killings by his sister. And also, why is he hiring Poison Ivy, Scarecrow, Mad Hatter, all these freaks, the term she uses. And Falcone just says, you know, it's none of your business. I'm just trying to get the family running again. All is going to be good. So we get to the trial just before Maroni is about to go and testify that Falcone is the holiday killer. Harvey's assistant, Vernon, shows up and says, here, Mr. Dent wanted to give you this. And first Maroni's like, no, you know what? I don't want this, but ends up taking it. So Harvey's talking, saying, you know, I call up Maroni. And they start talking, saying, okay, what's going on? Tell me what's going on here. Just admit that Falcone is Holiday. And Maroni is coughing, and he's like, Falcone? And then Dent is like, Mr. Maroni keeps on coughing. Maroni goes to grab something in his thing, and it takes the next panel zooms in, and it's Jiffy Fast Acid. Aston Acid. So he ends up taking it. Harvey leans in like, hey, just answer the question. And he's like, oh, I've got something for you here. And tosses it at his face. Explains that it can melt through cement and it's going to eat your face alive. And Harvey just goes insane. Hospital scene shows up. Turns out that Harvey Dent actually is gone, and people are like, no, expecting he's dead. That's being Gordon, his wife, and Harvey's wife, and no, not like dead, like escaped. And then the surgeon passes out with a knife in his back. And then we get to the next holiday killing. It's the Holiday Files. Carol shows up, she's looking through it, she's at the Gotham City corner, and she's just looking through it. Next thing you know, she's dead. She gets killed. And then it comes to one of the last chapters. It is Harvey, who's been hiding in the sewers for multiple months, talking to Solomon Grundy, who's also in this comic, and just basically calming him down. And Batman and Gordon both are talking about, like, whoa, what's going on here? Like, we haven't seen Harvey. The Holiday killing's still trying to... still going on. Could possibly be dead. But Batman gives the thought, you know what? Maybe Harvey Dent is Holiday. And they both don't know. If it's true, Gordon asks Batman for how long. Batman just kind of pushes it off, saying, you know what? I won't believe this. This isn't right. It's not correct. I don't think Harvey would go that far. So we get Batman talking up with Falcone, and Falcone basically says, well, my people have, they, the last year, they've been calling it the Long Halloween with all these murderers. First started with Johnny, then my nephew was the first. Johnny, my nephew, was the first one to die on Halloween night. It should have stopped there, but it hasn't. And we both know why. And they just won't stop it. So Batman just kind of tosses them off. Finds Catwoman. He's like, okay, well, every time I meet with Falcone, you're always here. What is going on? And she's just like, you know what? I have no reason to be here. I have a reason to be here. It's because you're always around. But maybe it's none of your business. And she just bails. Then the next panel is Batman in the Dent's basement. Mrs. Dent comes down, thinking it's Harvey, and says no. And then Batman says, you know, we found the gun. It was in his briefcase. The same gun the Holiday killer has been using. And he just asks, you know, is it true? And she's just like, please, just find my Harvey. Batman then meets up with Calendar Man, has a conversation about, like, hey, do you think it's Dent? And Calendar Man just says, you know what, the next killing Holiday's going to be doing could possibly be Maroni. So Maroni is escorted by Gordon and Batman in disguise. As expected, Holiday shows up, kills Maroni, shoots Batman a couple times, flashlight shines, and it's Alberto, Falcone's son. And that's how that chapter ends. And then we get into the last chapter. Alberto admits, you know, I am Holiday. Batman beats him up for a while, breaks a couple bones. They feel like they finally caught Holiday. Newspapers come out, Holiday killer caught. Everyone's happy. It's finally over. The Long Halloween is finally over. Falcone comes in and says, Alberto, what are you doing? Just admit to a couple of these and I can get you out of this. I can get you out of this. And Alberto's like, no, this is nonsense. I'm going to own up to this. I'm bigger than you. And you know what? I'm doing this because do you even know where my birthday is? All this time I wanted to help you with your business and you've always pushed me aside and I had enough of it. I'm going to do what my plan was all the time. And you know what? I'm Holiday and I'm way better than you are. So then the Gordons show up, see Harvey Dent's wife and just basically, you know what? Hopefully we can find Dent. Then we get to a scene where all the prisoners, well, not all of them, some of the prisoners have escaped Arkham Asylum. It comes down to Calendar Man. You see a coin flip, lands in the hand, and the character just walks away and says, sorry. Leaving Calendar Man stuck in Arkham Asylum. Meanwhile, Falcone's freaking out, saying, how could my son have done this? He's going to get the gas chamber. He's going to die. He's fired up. Comes down. Next panel is, you see Poison Ivy's leaves, some gas leaking, people are laughing, lights go out. So Falcone and Sophia and some men are going to find what has happened, what's going on. And then you see some straw, people with smiles, Poison Ivy. They kick down a door and Joker, Solomon Grundy, Mad Hatter, Catwoman, Poison Ivy, Penguin, and Scarecrow I'll send him a role. Same with Two-Face, who is now... Harvey Dent has completely transformed into Two-Face, which was an amazement. Like, it was amazing to see his transformation from normal Harvey Dent to the mentally unstable Two-Face. Boom. The next page is Falcone basically, what's going on? What is this for? Two-Face is saying, what is this? This needs to be done. And Falcone, like always, responds with, well, what do you mean? Why does this have to happen? And Two-Face basically says, how much longer did you think I would let the Falcone family tear Gotham City in half, splitting the city between good and evil? My city. And that's where you see the classic Two-Face, half Harvey Dent's face normal, other half is the from the acid burning his face, dark suit, light suit, one with the glove, one with not. And it's Harvey saying, nice gun, light 2.2 caliber, the holiday gun that they've been, that the holiday killer's been using to kill mobsters. And Falcone basically gets enraged, says, you know what, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to, before I let a freak have it. Basically, I'm going to let the city die before any of you can die. And then smoke comes in. Batman shows up. He takes out everyone easily. Joker, Scarecrow, Poison Ivy, the Penguin. And then comes down to Catwoman saying, hey, get out of here. Then Two-Face grabs Falcone and basically says, you know what? The crime system in Gotham isn't working. It should be as easy as this. A flip of a coin. Heads, he lives. He goes to prison. Tails, he's dead. Flips the coin. Gets tails. Ends up killing Falcone right in front. Two shots to the head. So Falcone ends up dying. Sophia, in rage, goes to attack Two-Face, but Catwoman tries to stop her to be like, no, you don't want to do this. What is done is done. Catwoman and Sophia end up falling out of a window. Catwoman's able to hold on to the ledge, but Sophia falls to her death. So once that has happened, Harvey Dent escapes, knocks Batman out, escapes, goes down to his old office, finds Vern in there, and says, you know what? I know you gave Marino the acid to burn my face. And, you know, like always, flip of a coin. And he just shoots him with the holiday pistol. Batman shows up, but it's too late. But Harvey's up in the upper level where the bat single is, and says, you know what? There's been enough murder. It's done for now. Batman asks why. And Harvey just said, I did what needed to be done. Because in his eyes, how the crime system was going, it wasn't working. So he just said, you know what? I guess I've got to kill people. It doesn't bother me. It's got to be done. So Gordon comes up and says, he's like, oh my God, Harvey, are you okay? And Harvey's like, you know, I'll go to prison. It is what it is. Roman is dead. Falcone's dead. I killed him. The long Halloween is over. My mission is done. So Batman doesn't want to believe it. Basically saying, we'll get you help. And he said, you know, you're the ones who are going to need help from me now. You know, I'm going to have to help you. And Harvey just basically says, you know what? Let's just take me to prison. I did what I did. I deserve to go in prison. But before he goes, he says, you both know, don't you? There were two holiday killers. And Gordon's like, what? And then Batman and Gordon discuss this. And Batman basically says, you know, Harvey was obsessed with the number two. We'll never know for sure, but tonight was Halloween. Harvey Dent killed the Roman with a 22, the last Holiday murder. In the end, Harvey Dent was Holiday 2. So they feel like Alberto and Harvey were both Holiday. So Batman just says, you know, was it worth it? And Gordon's like, what? And the promise that we made to bring down Falcone, was it worth it? The cost? What Harvey had to do? And Gordon basically sums up, you know, are you asking, did the good guys win? Well, they did. The crime boss is dead. Crime's basically, from that point, is kind of slowing down. But they sacrificed something. The hope Harvey brought when he wasn't Two-Face might have cost him in the long run. So Gordon goes home, basically says he's believing that Gotham City is in good shape. Batman feels like he did a good thing. Cut to Arkham Asylum. Calendarman and Alberto Holiday are discussing holiday events. Calendarman introduces himself as him, and Alberto introduces himself as Holiday. Get cut to the next scene. Arkham Asylum. Christmas Eve. It's Harvey Dent calling out to his wife. And then I'll read you this kind of the last kind of pages. So the former home of Harvey and Galilea Dent. Christmas Eve. Harvey, I did what needed to be done. Do you remember you promised we would finally have time together? Because Mrs. Dent's big story is she just wants to settle down and have a family. She just wants to have a normal family. But with crime and work, Harvey wasn't able to be there for her. So I'll continue. She's walking down to the basement. When you didn't have so much work to do. I read your case files. She opens up a furnace. About taking serial numbers off guns and how a baby bottle nipple would muffle the sound. Which is what the Holiday Killer used also for like a science thriller. How clues are left at murder scenes. And I thought if I did that, Batman would think it was something like beyond, like someone who was mentally unstable and not me. She's tossing in the hat we see and the jacket. I used your hat and coat for a disguise and left those things at the killings. So when she means by those things, it's all the props that she left, like Valentine's Day, it was a box of chocolates. Johnny Betty was first. Then again on Thanksgiving, I left the hospital while you slept, after they were bombed. And again on Christmas. But when Alberto Falcone was shot on New Year's Eve, and you came home late that night, your hair was wet even though you were wearing a hat. A hat? I found the gun in the basement. You told me it was evidence. But I knew. You had the same idea as me. You picked up where I left off. So we could have time together. A child. A secret. Let them think it was Alberto. No one will ever find out. Because they don't have you to help. You are my Apollo. You can do no wrong. I believe in Harvey Dent. So after my first read, I was mind blown. This was so left field for me. I had no idea. I was not expecting that Harvey Dent's wife was Holiday. I was mind blown. And then I looked back and I was like, let me read this again. Second time. Just to see if I can piece any clues. Think to see Harvey Dent's wife. Like something that could be like, oh, boom, right there. That's evidence to show that she's Holiday. After the second read, still, I was amazed. I couldn't find anything. So overall, after this long summary, I'll give you Raiden. Out of 5 stars, I'd give this 5. 505. Visually, it's a little different, but you get used to it once you're reading it. Story-wise, it was amazing. It's one of the best Batman stories I've read. I'd recommend it to anyone. The only problem is, once you read it, you might look at other Batman comics not as the same. But overall, it was an amazing read, and I quite enjoyed this. This might be once a month I may read this again. I just thought it was overall amazing. I cannot stop saying amazing, because it was a great read. But I believe this is going to be the end of this episode of The Sideline. I'm your host, Addison Ouellette. Make sure you check out us out on Twitter and Facebook, The Sideline, or at The Sideline, at The _ Sideline on Twitter, to find updates for when we are posted and to have conversations about episodes that come out. I think I'm going to look at a graphic novel again for our next episode. My big debate, and I'd like to hear what you guys think if you've listened to the whole thing. It's quite a long episode. It's going to be between Batman Hush, or I can possibly read Blackest Night, which is a Green Lantern. So one's Batman, one's Green Lantern. Or any other ideas that you'd like to see, I'd be willing to look into that. But I'm your host, Addison Ouellette, and thank you for listening to this episode of The Sideline.